The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When evening had come, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat on the boat so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and they said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I invite the young people to come forward for a children's message. Actually, I want you all to come over here. Can you come over here and maybe be seated here for me? That's good. And Sky is expecting a long sermon today, so she brought her pillow, right? Can any of you tell me, is there water in my cup? Huh? Yeah. Can you see the water in my cup?
No.
No, you can't see it. Why can't you see it? You can't see through it. But if I would go like this, would you know that there was water in my cup? Huh? Okay. So we might not know that. What about this? Is there water in the pitcher?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
It looks clear to me. Does it look clear to you?
Yeah.
But how do you know if there's water in there? You can see, if you can see the line there and you see it move, you can see that there's water in there, huh? Sometimes God is like this, that God is present, but it's hard for us to see God or to sense God. Sometimes we even think that God's like invisible, that we can't see God or sense God. And that's a part of God's hiddenness. But God is always there with us. And he always loves us and takes care of us. Even when we can't see him, it's there. He's there to give us life and hold us in his love. Listen more in the sermon and we'll hear about an experience the disciples had when they wondered about God's presence. You may return to your seats. Thank you for coming up. Do you not care? Do you not care? Do you not care? Sometimes the events of the week make certain words and phrases just jump out of a text. "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" The disciples shouted in the midst of a storm to a sleepy Jesus. Melania Trump wore a jacket on her trip to the detention center near the Texas-Mexico border that said, "I really don't care. Do you?" Now, there's great speculation about what this means. Some people have been offended. Most are kind of puzzled at why she did it. There are various versions. I wonder, maybe it was just a message to her husband. In the midst of the storms of life, we wonder where God is. Does God not care about us? From time to time, we find ourselves in the same boat as the disciples. The forces of evil rage around us. There's an ill wind that's blowing that seems to bring nothing good. We recognize our vulnerability and our smallness in the face of things that are greater than we are. And there is a pervasive, chaotic destruction happening all around us. And our prayers take on a frenzied tone. Do you not care, Lord? Do you not care? When Jesus awoke, he rebuked the wind and said, "Peace, be still." And then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. "Why are you afraid?" Jesus asked his disciples. "Have you still no faith?" And in that instant, their fears were changed. From a fear of death, anxiety over that, over their peril, to a fear that was kind of an awe of this Jesus who sat in the boat with them. The awe was that this Jesus seemed to control the wind and the waves. The awe was about the goodness of God, that they had been rescued. The awe was that God was present, even in the midst of that storm. So when Jesus rescues the disciples from the storm, we are hearing God's sovereign power being released in the world. God's kingdom is at hand. It is being released. Perhaps it's not the way people expected it, but it's real nevertheless. And it is the same power that was at work at making the creation. And now his disciples discover that this power is living in Jesus. "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Jesus was saying, "Yes, I do care. And I care even more than you can even understand or imagine at this point in time. But trust me, I do care. Keep following me, and the Holy Spirit will deepen your faith." It was on the cross that Jesus gave witness to his caring, caring that we suffer and die. He entered into our suffering and death, taking on the source of anxiety, sin, death, and evil. And he gave himself up for us. Then God raised him to new life. The power of the kingdom of God was still alive in him, and now in people who have faith in him. The fruit of this transformation that happens of fear, that the Spirit works in us, is from a fear of anxiety over death to a sense of awe in God's goodness. And the fruit is courage. The fruit that the Spirit works in us is that it gives us courage. This courage is willing to stand up to the forces of evil. This courage says to sin, "You do not own me. I belong to Jesus." This courage says to death, "You can kill my body, but you can't hold me forever. I belong to Jesus, and I know that my Redeemer lives." This courage says to evil and all of its empty promises and all the chaos that comes from it, "Be still, for I know the love of God in Christ Jesus, and I belong to his kingdom." In Jewish culture of the day, of Jesus' day, the sea was a symbol for all the evil forces that were aligned against God, that threatened to destroy God's good creation, God's people, and even God's purposes. Christ has won the victory over the forces of evil, and yet they still rage in their kind of dying throngs. They rage even more so, causing more chaos and havoc for all of God's people. And the Spirit calls us into this battle, no longer as victims, but as bearers of the love of God, bearers of God's reign that takes root in faith, hope, and love. We are the hands and feet of God's work of caring for the creation. And so we pray. We pray for the courage to face evil. We pray for protection and care. And we pray for God's ultimate victory that is assured to us in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Perhaps the Spirit will even give someone the courage to speak truth to power. I don't really care what you think. God cares for the refugee, and I care for people seeking refuge. Do you? Amen.